This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It is 12.04, almost 12.05. We're going to be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock. Today I'm in the studio with...
Audrey Raj.
And Christine Wong.
Did I say my name yet? My name is Richard Bradbury, by the way. So, today's stories. We're going to be starting off with a story about whether or not you've ever applied for a job and regretted doing it. You know, and this is because we're doing a story about whether or not you're applying for a job for the wrong reasons. And then 9 questions to ask yourself before you send off that resume. That's what we're leading with. You can get us 018-789-8899 if you'd like to take part in that conversation. Also get us on Twitter or on Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. And then we're moving on to story number 2, why women get the jobs men want. Interesting. Story number 3, 6 things you should absolutely never, ever, ever, ever say to investors in a pitch meeting. And then we'll be wrapping up on an update on the charges to Uber regarding the fatal self-driving crash. That's all coming up a little bit later on in the show. So, Chris, kick us off then with this story. Have you ever applied for a job and regretted it?
Yeah. So, this is quite interesting to me because there was a point in my life where I was living in the UK and I applied for a lot of jobs, just kind of, I guess, shooting blanks, you know, and hoping that one of them would stick. And this kind of related to me because there are some questions on here that I should have asked myself before sending my CV into those positions, right? And I'll talk a little bit more about my experience later. But basically, if you've ever felt like you're applying to jobs for the wrong reasons, here are 9 questions to ask yourself before you actually send out that CV. So the first question is, are you simply escaping your current situation? And while there's nothing worse than being unhappy in any sort of relationship, you don't want to rush into another bad relationship. So take your time and consider all the things you don't like about your current situation and make sure you're not applying to a job that might be the same or even worse than the current situation you have. Number 2 is, are you simply in a slump of boredom? Because careers can sometimes feel like seasons and you might feel totally invigorated at one point and then get the blues at another point. So just recall the times you felt the most engaged at work and think about what you were doing, then see if there's an opportunity in the near future to do something similar to that. Number 3, do you actually like what you do? I mean, it sounds kind of simple, but ask yourself if you really like what you're doing day to day. And if the answer is the opposite, then don't look for a new job. Seek out a new career. Number 4, is the company culture a misfit? Because maybe you do love what you do and maybe you love the people that you work with and maybe you like the office facilities, but maybe the culture is all wrong. So before you send out a resume, pay careful attention to things like energy levels at your work, maybe your workflow, the sort of office humor, and kind of the values of the company as well. Because people like different things and some people might prefer a more high-intensity workplace, some people might enjoy working in a more laid-back situation. So pinpoint your perfect culture and then aim for that. Number 5, does your future path lead in the right direction? So it's one thing to just keep climbing the ladder and seek a higher title or role, but it's another to actually do what you love. So before you send a resume, even if the position is a step up technically, it's important to ask yourself how you want to spend your time at work. Prestige and position might feel important, but if you're no longer doing what you love to do, you might be making the wrong move. Number 6, are you entering a situation of well-being? Stretching yourself for your goals is admirable, but don't stretch yourself too far to the point of danger, you know, physically or even emotionally, because that can create a long-term impact on your life. So before you send a resume, make sure your well-being is a priority. Number 7, what impact does the salary have on your life? Obviously, while money is, like, pretty important, your time is the greatest currency that you have, and a new company may offer you more dollars for your time, but you need to consider how much the increase in pay will truly change your life, especially if your time and energy is consumed by something less desirable than what you do today. Number 8, do you connect with the company's values? So we all perceive life and work from a different perspective, but don't be willing to sell certain aspects of yourself for a short-term gain. And number 9, where can you offer the most value? So titles, compensation, commute times, perks, cultures, all very important. But forget all those things for a second and find the place where your skills, talents, personality, and knowledge create the most value for the organization, and then all of the rest will follow.
Tell us about this experience you had when you were back in the UK.
So what it is that I was getting a bit worried because I only had 4 months to search for a job before basically the country kicked me out. And I started just applying to any sort of sales or marketing job that I could find that would hopefully accept me. So I applied to a job thinking it was a sales job. And technically, I guess it was, except when I got there, it turns out it was for a pyramid scheme. And then I had to spend the entire day awkwardly just not knowing how to leave the situation and awkwardly feeling like something is definitely off here, but you know, I can't leave. We all got here, and I don't know where the nearest tube station is, and
right,
that's awkward.
Yeah,
now because now I've wasted 24 hours of my life.
Right, odds.
But at least you realized on your first day on the job.
It wasn't my first day on the job. It was literally just the interview process.
Ah,
they literally took me to a random shopping center and then made me just stand there while they did their job, and then I had to watch and then answer lots of really funny questions, basically.
Okay. Or have you been in this situation before?
Yes, you know? I have. And I think that was because I was looking at salary numbers and titles when I made the move. I moved into a completely different industry and then regretted it for 2 years. I call it like the black years, the black hole years of my life. You know, I moved into the finance sector. And as much as I enjoyed it and learned a lot from it, but I was dragging myself to work every single day because I miss radio.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm back here, I realize. But I learned a lot in those 2 years in finance.
You learned that you didn't like finance.
I've learned that too. But I think you can tell from the moment where you have to drag yourself out of bed and then through the traffic and into your office, and then you're just sitting there asking yourself over and over, what am I doing here?
Yeah. Especially like if it's a Sunday evening, and you know, rather than looking forward to having a challenging week at work and you know stuff to look forward to, you're thinking, I wish it was Friday evening again. You know, that's a surefire telltale sign that something is not right.
It's like the Monday blues double down on you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Really interesting stuff, though. You know, the idea of whether or not you're in a slump due to boredom, I think, is something that people tend to overlook. You know, quite a lot.
Mm.
Because no job, no matter how long you've been doing it and how much you enjoy it, is perfect 100% of the time. There will always be periods of you like having to do something, going through the motions and not necessarily thinking, oh, this is great. Because it's not.
Yeah.
You know, people say you've got the best jobs in the world, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, some people do. But there'll be times when you're not enjoying it. You know, astronauts, for example, or just to put it out there, they're floating around in space, and what are they doing? Not an awful lot. There's times when they're going to get bored too, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
But here's the thing. A lot of us get into these jobs, and then we find out on day one or maybe week one or maybe month one that this is just not a right fit for us.
Yeah.
And then we find ourselves, like, stuck. Maybe we feel like, you know, we need the salary.
Right.
You know, you can't just get out of it now and, like, you know, spend the next couple of months job hunting.
Yeah.
But all of this could have been, I guess, avoid it if, you know, you took the interview process more seriously.
And once you've already started, a part of you kind of thinks I owe something to this company because they've given me a chance as well.
I've got to make the best of it. Maybe, you know, things will grow on me. It's mindsets like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, like simply asking questions like the tough questions during the interview process, it's not wrong to do. Like, I know I feel a bit bad about asking too many questions when I'm being interviewed for a job. But the kind of questions that matter are like, can you show me around the office? I'd like to see what the office space is like. You know, it's simple. It's something that's easy to ask. Other things that you can ask is, like, on average, how many hours a week do you think I will be working? Will I be on call on weekends?
Yeah.
You know, things like this are important. Also, you know, why did the last person in this role quit? You want to know as well, like,
that's
what the pressure
one.
Is like on the job.
I've asked that many, many times.
You have?
And then when there's that little pause, you're like, there's more to this, isn't there?
Because I've never asked these questions before. Yeah. I've always felt kind of like odd, like I need to be the person to impress the interviewer.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the interviewee here. I want this job. But these are the kind of questions I should have asked.
Yeah.
And it's a mutual thing. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. It's an agreement. You know, you've got to find that mutual agreement. I want to work here. Do you want me to work here? Are we going to work well together? You know, and if not, then it's not for you. The fit is not for you. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Folks, we have a poll running on Twitter as well currently. We're asking, have you ever applied for a job and regretted it? To tell us about it today. You can get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Our poll currently is showing that 53% of you have applied for a job and regretted it, whilst 23% have said no, and a further 24% have said, I hope not. So that's where we are right now. Let us know. You can interact via Twitter. We're going to take a short break with some music from the Datsuns and a track called In Love. And when we get back, our story is about why women get the jobs that men want. If you'd like to know more about that story, stay tuned. It's coming up in just a few minutes. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.